Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from the New York Times about the potential decline of knowledge work. Buckle up, folks. This is a big one. I'm ready. So white-collar workers are seeing higher unemployment? Is this the robot apocalypse everyone's been talking about?
Not quite apocalyptic, but definitely a shift. The article highlights rising unemployment among college grads, even faster than other groups, alongside slower wage growth. Think Starbucks laying off corporate employees, that kind of thing.
Wow, Starbucks, that's a big name. So, is this a temporary blip or something more permanent? The article mentions the pandemic and the Fed's interest rate hikes, right?
Exactly. Those factors definitely played a role. Companies overhired during the pandemic boom, then had to cut back as the economy cooled. But there are other forces at play, like AI and certain political decisions impacting federal funding.
You mean Trump's policies? The article mentions cuts impacting universities and nonprofits reliant on federal funding. And what about AI? Is it really coming for our jobs?
Well, the article presents some compelling evidence. It talks about how AI coding assistants are boosting developer productivity, especially for less experienced workers. Imagine, this could flatten the wage gap between senior and junior developers.
So, AI could make entry-level coders more valuable and senior coders less so. That's a huge shift. Is this just speculation, or are companies already using AI to cut staff?
The article cites an anonymous software engineer whose team was halved, but they're expected to do the same work thanks to AI assistance. So yeah, it's happening. Plus, some see AI as a way to streamline operations. They're removing layers and duplication, as the Starbucks CEO put it.
So, are college degrees becoming less valuable? The article mentions a flattening wage gap between degree holders and those without. Is that tied to AI, or are there other factors?
It's likely a combination of factors. Increased college attendance means more competition. Also, technology has automated certain jobs that used to attract grads, even without requiring a degree. Bookkeeping is one example. Fewer jobs, more competition, equals lower wages. Makes sense, right?
Right. So what's the overall outlook? Is knowledge work doomed?
Not necessarily. The article offers different perspectives. Some economists believe the current unemployment spike is temporary. Others point to longer-term trends, like the flattening wage gap, suggesting a deeper shift. AI could also create new jobs, even as it disrupts existing ones.
I see. It's all a bit uncertain then.
Exactly. The article highlights the anxieties of those laid off, like the Wells Fargo employees waiting nervously every Tuesday. But it also points to the potential for AI to transform work, making some roles more valuable and potentially creating new ones. It's a fascinating, albeit nerve-wracking time to be a knowledge worker.
Definitely a lot to unpack here. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll be back next week with another insightful discussion.
Goodbye.